It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
What are some of the things that we need to look for in 2017 as we approach year-end and we start to think ahead? You know, we've got a whole new political landscape out there. What about real estate? What is 2017 going to look like?
Sure. Well, first of all, I think we're going to continue to see, you know, a lack of new supply of homes on the market. And that, of course, raises the price. And as the price rises, it's harder for younger and older people to compete for the minimal amount of listing inventory that's out there.
That's been an old story, right?
It's an old story, and the same story is going to continue. We're also going to see, you know, apartment construction has been ramped up. Rents still outpace income in many of the communities throughout the country. This adds pressure to aspiring home buyers who are trying to save for that down payment to purchase their first homes. Mm-hmm. So the prices have outstripped incomes, basically, and it's making very challenging for millennials to purchase.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because I think there's a double squeeze coming here. So I want everybody to listen up. So as Terry is stating, there's not a lot of inventory of houses for sale. It's a supply and demand question that keeps prices high, firm, maybe even going higher. Also, if you're just starting out, you're a millennial, you've been renting, maybe you're forming a household now and you want to buy a house. So now you're looking, and then you're looking at these houses that are more expensive, which may, you know, be a challenge for you as getting the down payment. But let's even say you can put together a down payment. These houses are still pretty affordable because interest rates are still pretty low. However,
that's right.
Just this week, we've seen a fairly significant uptick in interest rates. And I don't know if it's going to continue. And if it does, I don't know by how much. But you're going to have this double squeeze because now you're going to have these higher priced homes and higher interest rates, which will make the monthly payment on these homes less affordable.
That's right. And when the interest rates start to rise, Steve, I usually see a surge of buyers come out.
Yeah.
Trying to purchase something to lock it in before the interest rates go up too high, which is the cost of purchasing a home.
Yeah. Also, I think it may soften real estate a little bit because there maybe would be less demand. And then maybe possibly, Terry, sellers may go, hey.
Right. There's always that tipping point where you get to a point where it's just too high.
Too high.
And then people will, you know, stay on the sidelines. And if they're not buying, then of course the inventory starts to build, the supply, you know, it rises, and then the demand being down, the prices will decline a little bit. But I don't see any dramatic.
No, nothing at this point. But just going through the psychology, now let's say I'm selling a house and I've been waiting. Now I see that prices are softening. That may bring me out of the woodwork, so to speak, and start, you know, how you were saying that buyers were buying in anticipation of higher rates. Sellers may start to sell in anticipation of lower prices.
That's right.
This is all theoretical, but it's just something to think about. It's the interesting dynamics of working kind of with a free marketplace, kind of interesting.
Sure.
And it's good. And it's the way the markets self-correct themselves, right?
That's right. And you got to remember, Steve, everything's cycles, and cycles usually run every 10 to 12 years. And we're at that point, you know, regardless of the political climate or the overall economy.
Yeah.
We're in a point time-wise where historically we should see some kind of shifting around adjustments.
Right.
So that it wouldn't be surprising to me if we see a little bit of a pullback.
I think biblically it's supposed to be every 7 years, but I don't think they had the Fed during biblical times. So now it's been extended to 10 years. All right, let's talk about some other issues affecting real estate. You know, we talked a little bit about demographic shifts, you know, this idea that millennials are starting to form households. What do you have to add for that?
Well, you've got densification and urbanization. And basically what that means is there's a big draw from the rural areas and the suburban areas to be closer to the downtown areas. So we're going to continue to see that. What's also kind of interesting, Steve, we're also seeing the suburbs trying to urbanize. So if you go out in the suburbs, you see a lot more shopping centers, and all it's like trying to bring the city to the suburbs.
Yeah. Could there be any more shopping centers?
Especially in South Florida.
I know. If there is, you know, a 10 by 10 strip of land, they put up a store. It's amazing what's going on.
Well, you know, and we can look in our own community here in Boca Raton area, and I'm sure it's throughout the country. You'll see these huge buildings being built where they have housing above, and downstairs is commercial space.
Yeah, retail.
So you'll have restaurants, retail shops. So it's mixed use. You have residential mixed in with commercial property.
Very, very interesting. All right. So we talked about demographic shifts. That was kind of the millennials growing up. This densification, this urbanization that you just spoke about. Again, we're talking about kind of the top issues of real estate going into 2017. And we've talked a little bit about housing affordability. And I mentioned a little about, you know, credit constraints. I wonder, have you seen any difference with your clients getting a mortgage or the ability to get financing?
Well, there still is minimum requirements. It has loosened up, especially over the last several years. It's not anywhere near what it was, nor should it go back to that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it has loosened up a little bit, making it a little bit easier to obtain finance. And the other thing is, there's programs out there where you can put down as little as 3% to get a mortgage.
Yeah.
Where, you know, a lot of people still believe you have to have at least 20%, but that's not the case. So that's also an indication that the market is healthy and the lenders are willing to lend.
Interesting. And finally, the sharing and virtual economy is one that you and I have discussed off the air. What is that and how is that affecting real estate?
You know, this is more, I believe, a commercial real estate issue. You know, for example, Macy's. A lot of the Macy's are closing because they're doing a lot of shopping online. So in the relatively near future, we're going to see, you know, less and less retail stores, and we're going to see more online purchasing. So this is that concept of the virtual economy. That's how I interpretate what this means.
Yeah, that's a big change. You know, but I would say that at least in our area, the malls are big. The malls are ramping up. They're changing. I know in our mall down here, there's a gym in the mall. There's quite a number of upscale restaurants as well. So they're reacting to all of our online buying and selling anyway.
That's right. And it's great to go online buying. All you do is, you know, instead of going to the mall, you order a couple of dresses, they send them to you. And if you don't like them, you can physically go back and return them to,
it's perfect.
You know, say Macy's or what have you. So you don't have to go to the mall.
My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.